balls.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being a troll toucher. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com, clicking live broadcast, or you can also watch us on the Davin's Den page on Facebook Live. Audio is better on davincomedy.com, but there's no pictures there. The audio is all right on Facebook as well. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how's it going? Hello.
It's going well, Joe. And hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Here's Pip Helix, boys and girls, fresh from a slumber. So here we go. Another show in the pandemic. On the show, Turbulent Air. Southwest won't let an autistic child fly without a mask. L.A. Los Angeles cuts utilities where people like to party. Comics in the news as outside comedy shows are being banned in major cities. The Navy SEALs suspend their support of the Navy SEALs Museum. A troll doll makes noises when you touch it in between its legs, don't we all? And scamming scammers with Carolyn. And I'm sure we'll get into other things as we always get into tangents and nonsense and stuff like that, especially in segment one. So I know you went shopping, Joe. What else is going on?
Same old thing. I just get involved. Sometimes I get involved with something, and it just gets crazy.
Is that a shot at me and Pip?
No. No.
Sounded like it.
No. Sometimes I just get locked into something. Saturday, I get up. I wanted to go to the beach. I got up too late to go to the beach. And it was kind of cloudy and what, and I just had a wild hair up my ass. The week of the day program was really rough, and I just wanted to go for a drive. So I was thinking of going out east to Montauk Point. So I get out to the Hamptons, and then I start to see it turns into a one lane road, and it's just like backed up. So I'm like, okay, let me turn around. I'm going to head home. So I go through a town called Riverhead. And Riverhead has a store called the Christmas Tree Store.
A lot of stores have that. That's a chain.
Say what?
That's a chain. My wife loves that store.
I love that store.
It's a problem, you know?
You know what's a problem here? I don't mean to interrupt. Here's an interesting thing, though. My father will not take my mother to that store because they're Orthodox Jews and because the name is the Christmas Tree Store. Talk about a problem.
All right, maybe they'll open the menorah store, and you can go there.
I don't think so. It's not like the store's called Hitler's Oven. I mean, geez, I don't understand.
Yeah, really, you got to relax. Yeah,
it's not there. I mean, honestly, I thought initially it was like, wow, how could you sell Christmas stuff year round? But no, they got all sorts of shit. Go on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. So I go in there, and I see that they have this nice nautical beach themed tablecloth.
Wait, more than south of the border in North Carolina?
Yeah.
more than the gay dolphin in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina?
It was just about that.
Oh, you were in heaven. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So I'm like, holy cow, I gotta have this. And then they have these placemats for the beach. So I grab those and I bring them home and I get home and it looks really nice. Now I have my other tablecloth. And I have brown pads for the seat. I'm like, well, this isn't going to match. So I go to find matching seat pads. And now I'm just obsessed with this shit. So I go to Walmart where I, you know, and they don't have what I'm looking for. However, they have seat pads that are an exact match for my tablecloth that I already have. So I buy them because I'll use those in the fall. And now I'm trying to find. I'm I'm trying to find a seat pad. So I couldn't find anything. So Sunday, I get up, and all I had to, all I was going to do is work around the house, and I had to go to the cemetery because it's going to be 28 years. My mom's gone tomorrow. So I wanted to put flowers on a grave. So I get, and all I wanted to do was just go out and get the flowers, and then I had to do a whole bunch of stuff around the house. I wind up going to Bed Bath & Beyond. They don't have what I want there. And now it's just turning into, like, this obsession.
Let me ask you, let me stop you right here. Where was your boyfriend in all this? I'm sure he wanted to be right next to you.
I know. I drink whiskey. I curse. What the hell's happening to me?
You used to pride yourself on being shit-faced on the weekends at the compound. Now you're going shopping for placemats and seat cushions. Kill yourself.
But the thing about it is, it's not the first time when at the old house, I was the one that shopped for the rugs.
Pip, I think Joe's beard is really a beard. That's what I think's going on.
I'm thinking this too.
I think Joe finally feels comfortable enough to come on out, pal. It's the Democratic convention this week. It's a perfect week for you to be in touch with your more sensitive side.
This is the fluffy side of me. So I'm like, I can't find the pads that match. So then I go to the Christmas tree store, and then I see these ones that look like they're going to be perfect. And I have a picture of my table cloth. It looks fantastic. So I stand in a line that I only could think that the only other line comparable was the Great Census. I stand on that line. I get it. It's a 35 to 40 minute run from the Christmas tree store to my house. I get home. I can't wait. It's going to match. Not so much. Now it's driving me nuts. And I'm like, I got to go back. And this is when it was pouring rain on Sunday. So I go back to the Christmas tree store and I return those. And then I go into an aisle. And then I find the ones that are like aqua, and they'll match. I get home, they look good. They look all right. And then I post it on Facebook. Joe's girl's like,
ah. Hey, I got a question. Is Joe's girl really Joe's boy? Because I...
Joe's girl's like, yeah. You know, and other people like it and stuff like that. I got a vote of confidence from Lenore, because I talked to Lenore today. She goes, no, they look fine. You match around it.
No, so, listen. I think it's going to look lovely for the summer collection on Fire Island. I think you're good to go, pal. You did a great job.
Yes. But now I looked at it again because somebody commented, well, it looks okay, but I like the way it looks. So maybe I'll go look again.
So wait a minute. First of all, you're clearly gay. That aside, you are now so insecure that you're worrying about what people on social media say about things that make you happy. What's wrong with you? You know they're assholes.
Well, here's the deal. Most of it, a lot of people said it looks fine. Okay. Joe's girl was like, this one girl I used to go to high school with, you know, she looked, yeah, it's all right. Lenore is blunt as you, okay? And I talked to Lenore. She says, they look fine. You match around the pads, and you go around. I'm like, okay. So what I might do is I might Thursday, because I have rehearsal tomorrow with Fragile Sky. Thursday, I might go back and take a second look.
You know what you could do, Joe? I don't know if you've heard of this, but there's something called the Internet, and a lot of people do their shopping there. You could probably get...
I didn't like what I saw on the internet, and basically, you know, and then you got to mail it back if it doesn't look right. So I'll take one more look. But this is what happens when Joanne wanted to get a dining room furniture. This is years ago, obviously. So we get the dining room furniture, and when I went out on the road, every time, you know, you got the whole day to kill on the road. So when I was working on the road, I would go out to all the furniture stores, the chain stores that were in the town I was working, but are in the town I live in. So I'm looking at that. I got all these ideas. So I take Joanne out, and I pretty much picked out the dining room set. I went to get the rugs, you know, to make sure everything matched and stuff like that. And I get very obsessive with it. You saw me in the Gay Whale or whatever that joint was called when we were on the road. You know the way I get, and if I get focused, that's all that matters.
Oh, it's insufferable.
I,
It's insufferable to be with you searching hours on end at fucking tchotchkes. You really, really the one you should be taking with you is Pip. You and Pip should meet someplace. She would enjoy this. She would give you good ideas. Not only that, she'd tell you to buy as many of them as possible. Pip, you should really take Pip with you.
Yeah, believe me, I will go into a store and I will look around and I turned into my mother. I go, my mom used to do this, and I would be next to her, tortured. I want to go home. I want to play guns. I want to do this. I can't do it. You know, it was quiet. You know?
But see, Joe, as you're getting older and a little bit more comfortable, you realize you're not really that gun-toting right-winger. You're that feng shui San Francisco liberal. You're just becoming in touch with who you are, Joe, and we support you.
I didn't know about the shopping part of Joe, and that he was the decorator and the nester of his home. So I was really shocked when I saw this on the internet when he was posting about the placemats, and I offered to race to his house and save him because I thought something was wrong.
No, I knew we had problems a couple of years ago when we had to waste hours looking for his purse. I knew there was issues. Joe's just now getting in touch with it. That's fine. I just wish he would openly embrace it. I hope some of his more right-wing pals accept him the way you and I have for who he is, the sweet, gentle shopping soul that he is.
I want to go shopping with Joe.
You got to remember that I am me, okay?
No.
But
no.
But there is a part of me where I was raised by women. I was dragged to the fabric store. I was dragged to the dress store. I was dragged to the furniture store. And as much as a testosterone laden creep man I am, that shit sneaks up.
Listen, you just want a place that makes you feel at home, where you could take off your dress and your heels and just relax, and a nice fuzzy robe and some big fuzzy oversized slippers. I get you, pal. Maybe some like Taster's International coffee, something nice to take the edge off. I get you, pal. Maybe stroke your kitten on your lap and just watch Desperate Housewives or the Housewives of Atlanta. I understand. I support you. I can't wait for you to speak in front of Joe Biden on the final night of the Democratic convention. They thought getting Kasich was something.
I even showed the deer the mat, and they're like, the hooves. And I'm like, is that a yes or no? And they just wanted more cracked corn, so I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but because they're coming to terms. Because originally when you moved in, they thought that they were going to wind up hanging on your wall. But they understand now that you're just a soft, sweet Bambi. That's what you are.
Yeah. I put out cracked corn every morning. They come out. I call them babies. You know?
I mean, at the club where you wear your assless chaps, they call you Thumper, but really, you're just a warm old Disney story. We get you, pal. This is your safe space. These three rectangles, this is your safe space. You can be you, unicorns and rainbows, and trilling along like you like to do. I'm just glad you're finally embracing it.
Actually, we all become more like our parents when we get older. I've long said that I am just my father in a dress, and it's so true because I was out driving in a spot where before COVID world and there's the world that we're in now.
Post-COVID.
And one of the things that Dad and I used to do is when we were out running errands, if we were hungry and there was a hot dog stand, you know, there was a guy in a truck, we'd pull over and get a hot dog. And there was a spot I passed that used to have a hot dog truck, and I was like looking for him, like, dude, where's my hot dog? And I was like, oh my god, I'm my father.
No, I don't think that's so bad. You're hungry. Joe is just a full-on lady now.
when I was looking like I was turning into my mom, I don't forget, I barbecued some steak and all this other stuff. I was at the old house. And then I go in the kitchen, I get everything ready on the table, and I look at Joanne and I go, you know what you're paying a restaurant for this? And I'm like, oh my God, I was just channeled by my mother, because my mom used to say that all the time when she'd make this big meal. You know what you're paying a restaurant? I go, my God. And when you see on Facebook or something that's like, if you saw your mother, you know, your mother, what was the first thing you would say? I go, you were right about everything. I fought you tooth and nail. Everything, you were right.
That's a nice tribute. That's a nice tribute to your mom. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's That's much better than I went shopping for hours on end.
I went on a mission like that once that I was obsessed with. I had to get a comforter, and I had something in my head, kind of like what I wanted, and I brought my, you know, my one friend that liked to shop. He happened to be gay, and
Is he single? Because I have a feller in mind for him.
Do you like nautical stuff?
Sorry, Joe.
Anchors away, my queer. Anchors away. Torpedoes in the front and the rear. Anchors away.
Sorry, Joe's too much of a bear for him. He likes the twink.
Joe, how do you feel about tucking?
But I dragged him out like all day, and we shopped and shopped, which he normally liked to do. And at one point, he got sick of shopping with me, and I was like, "Wow, I think I've overdone it. I've worn out my gay friend."
You broke the gay.
I broke the gay in him. He wanted to go look at like hardware at that point. He was just really sick of me, but I found something. Eventually,
When I was a kid, going dress shopping with my mom was excruciating.
Well, I mean, it's hard to fit your figure.
There was a place out here where I live now called, it used to be called Suburban Set. It's something else now. And I remember coming from Huntington, being all the way out here on a Saturday, going to Suburban Set. It was like torture. And I drive, and the place is 8 minutes from me now. And I drive past that place and like have flashbacks. I'm like,
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's something that you couldn't possibly relate to because you're not throwing on a frock. Well, wait a minute.
You've seen him with
yes,
rot gut.
You are.
You've seen him with rot gut. You've heard this shopping story. Listen, man, that's what happens. A lot of times when you bury who you really are, you lash out in the other way. That's why Joe has been such a staunch Trump defender and gun supporter over the years. He was lashing out the other way. But now in COVID-19, Joe's had a lot more quality time with himself. He's come to nature with the animals. And he feels comfortable with us and the listeners that he can share this. And I'm very happy. Joe, I still think of you the same way I always did. You're still a prick. Even if you like cock, you're still a prick in my eyes, pal.
Well, I'll tell you a funny story with rot gut and the dresses and my mom. When the band first started and I started wearing the dresses, my mom came up to me. She goes, "I have to talk to you." And I'm like, "What's the matter? Are you wearing my dresses?" "Yeah. I've tried so hard. I don't know." "No, I'm not a nut." I explained it to her, and I'm going to gigs, you know, heading out to, oh, you go, yeah, I'm heading out to the show. Here, accessorize with this, Joe. Put this on. Yeah, you're actually helping.
Why didn't you tell her before? Why were you, like, trying to sneak around and do it?
Because she was still wearing those dresses.
Right, but, I mean, you know, she was going to find out when shit was stretched out.
I guess, but it was just so hysterical. She goes, "Oh my God, I've tried so hard." No, no, no. "You didn't tell me that. Here, wear this belt."
Joe, your mother loves you no matter who you are. You gave it a try with the ex, you know? It turns out really there was nothing she could have done with it. You're just not that into chicks. It's okay. There's no problem with that.
Yeah.
No, it's very funny that she started having you accessorize.
She knew.
Oh, no, she was.
Mother knows her son. She looked at her little Joseph, and she realized, even if Joseph didn't at the time, that he was going to be fabulous at some point in his life. She knew.
Well, but the thing about what it scared her is, and my mom told me this. She goes, "I'm a lady, but I have to be rough around the edges because I have to raise you like a father, too." Because she knew that she was, you know, I was being raised by my grandmother and I was being raised by my, you know, by her. And I had to get the Boy Scouts helped out because it toughened me up because I was sensitive. I wouldn't goof on people. And if people picked on me, I'd be upset. And you could see how, you know, what a prick I am. You know,
but see, that was just... That was just to toughen you up, because now we know you have a warm, squishy underside, and you're letting those porcupine pricks down, and we support you. I didn't know this was going to be a very special Davin's Den. I had no idea. I would have invited all your closest friends and Joe's girl or guy we don't really know anymore. I would have invited them all for this moment, because we're all so proud of you.
Yeah. Very proud.
You know what, though? I think Joe Cumia, it gets obsessive like that with decorating too. I think he'd probably bawl me out that I didn't bring swatches. What's wrong with you, man? Bring swatches. You know?
bring swatches.
Yeah. Joe Cumia would get upset that you were decorating in blue. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you? You know who we're voting for. I don't want any, no water themes, all red. Unless it's the Red Sea.
That's very funny. I think that it's sweet that the Boy Scouts toughened up Joe.
Yeah, sure. The Scoutmaster invites him into the tent for a little special attention. We know how that. We know the stories. That's nice.
No, but here's the deal. The way things have changed with school. When I was probably about fifth grade, I think. The teacher called my mom and told my mom that I was being bullied. And I need to learn how to fight back, you know. And then I started to learn how to fight back. And then when I was in the Boy Scouts, I thought I was like a hot dog because, you know, I was raised by my mom and my grandmother. So I remember two of the senior patrol leaders grabbed me and they go, "You think you're cute, huh?" And I'm like, "Yeah. You keep up the cute, we're going to beat the shit out of you." And I believe, you know, and I believe it. And I've been very, you know, I was humble very, very early.
Well, what's the badge for an ass whooping look like?
Black eye.
Black
eye.
Well,
that Boy Scout troop was very good. All my friends were in there, and it was led by a very unconventional guy. It was a guy, Mr. Ginelli, who was very a lot of us didn't have fathers at the time, so he really actually taught us to be men. He really did, and it really helped us in business. There's a lot of things during the day in business that I've picked up from him as a kid, learning to be a gentleman, learning to do that, you know. So that the Boy Scouts was very, very, very good, and a lot of us, you know, I mean, I'm not, you know, I work for a company, but a couple of my friends, very successful in business, used to work for him and were tutored by him. So he was a very good man, helped a lot of us out.
Well, I think I speak for both Pip and myself. We are here with you on this great journey. And speaking of journeys, I guess Pip went to Pennsylvania. Was it as life-changing as Joe's trip to the Christmas tree store?
It was not as life-changing in the same way as Joe's. But I went out because my goddaughter graduated high school.
Oh, congrats.
Which made me feel 147 years old.
Okay.
I have a picture of me holding her on the day she was born, and I can't believe that now she's like a big human, you know, like an adult, graduating high school. It was really, really weird, but it was the first time that I had seen the place where my friend is living now, which is out in Pennsylvania. They are so far away, and it's a nice little house, and they have chickens in the back, and I felt like, you know, I'm not a city slicker, but boy, did I feel like one going out there where people have animals in the backyard, and that's just like a normal way of life.
We
you know?
Got that here. My daughter's got friends that have like chickens running around. There's a bunch of this is farm country.
Yeah,
where
you
I live
in a rural area. Yeah,
it's still a suburb. My area is still a suburb, but there are parts of it. It's
more rural.
Easy for you to say.
I know, that's not easy to say.
No, it's a mix. Depends where you live. There are definitely more parts of the town that are there are huge farms around here, and you know, there's where I live is not very rural, but other parts of the town are. It's a very big town.
Yeah, and there are actual farms and barns.
Yeah.
You're just far enough away from me where it has made that leap from being the major metro New York area to now it is rural New York. And let me tell you that it is, I noticed that when I would come up to see you. By the way, did you feel me waving when I drove past your exit?
Yeah, I did feel nauseous. So I guess that was you.
Well, that wave of nausea came over you twice. That was me.
Oh, like I dry heaved. I'm like, oh, Pip's in the area.
Yeah, that was me. And thanks for the traffic jam, by the way.
That was me. You're welcome.
That was special.
Yeah.
But you know, it was really funny, and I it doesn't sound as entertaining as it was. But we went out to dinner. They actually have a Chinese buffet open now.
Oh, that sounds safe. That sounds good.
I was really nervous about going out there, and I know that I seemed like I was being a special little snowflake because I wore my mask like in the house with people.
Wait,
hold on.
You wore the mask in the house with people, but you went to a Chinese buffet where strangers eat at the fucking trough.
They all wore masks.
Yeah, but
we all social distance.
Stop it. Don't justify it. Stop. You
I know.
You know at the best of times buffets are not the cleanest places in the world. And you
I know.
And COVID-19's running around, but you're like, fuck it. I want some watered down General Chow's chicken, and I'm not going to let a little thing like a pandemic get in the way of that.
See, we were celebrating her birthday and her graduation, and that's where she wanted to go.
Why don't you just get takeout? Well, you could have gotten from there and taken it. Well, I wouldn't have gotten from there. Why don't you just go to another Chinese place?
It was my choice.
It was your choice?
Yeah, I don't think she's...
No.
Yeah, it's not like her and Mr. Helix went out. You know, she's kind of going part of this party.
So you're telling me she graduated from high school and she hasn't learned shit. Great. Another moron let loose on the world. Just what we need. Yay.
No, I think that everybody wore masks out there, which I was pleasantly surprised to see, but they're still living their lives. I mean, as I drove, I saw that there were bars that were open and people were in them, and they were eating at the restaurant. There weren't a lot of people there, but they were there, and I was hesitant about, I mean, like, I'm a freak. I don't leave the house, and I was hesitant about eating there, but then again, I'm like, look, if I'm going to go and do what they're offering because it was their party and I'm a guest, I'm going to have to suck it up and do this. But I was nervous.
I don't know, man. You wouldn't even come out here to hang out outside.
No, I know. But you didn't graduate high school.
We're literally outside the whole time. You could social distance, and you're like, no, I'm not leaving my house. But you're eating at the trough.
I know. Trust me. It was hard. It was really hard for me to decide to... First of all, I'm driving out, like, hours and hours and hours out of my comfort zone when I got this hot gallbladder. So that was a risk. And then I'm at the trough, and I was nervous.
Well, don't worry. You'll know in 14 days whether you got it or not. You'll know.
Sorry. Say again.
You'll know within 14 days whether you got it or not.
Well, I'm gonna have to go get tested again anyway, so I'll know soon.
That is fucking stupid.
I mean,
at a buffet, I even get if you go, all right, I didn't want to go. We ate inside at a restaurant. Everything was social. Like, I wouldn't do that, but I know people are doing that. But to eat at a buffet. No.
I know. You know, it was not my favorite thing, and I was nervous. But it's like I made a choice. It's there's a lot of things I missed in this kid's life, and this was a really big deal.
You don't have to die for it. I mean, you don't have to die for the beef and broccoli.
The buffet was good, though.
While I was in my search for chair pads, I noticed that there was a Chinese restaurant by one of the stores I was going that was open. And I'm like, I see people, and I go, I'd still be leery going in for the buffet. I mean, for takeout, I'll do takeout. It's been too hot to do takeout. But, you know, probably in a couple of weeks, I'll probably get some Chinese takeout. But I'm not ready for a buffet yet. And you know me at a buffet. It's a scene. So, you know, I love them, but I, you know. I don't know.
Well, you know what? Pip was not going to let a little thing like a pandemic get in the way of a virgin buffet. She's like, you know what? It's been a while since I've had some really bad Chinese desserts. Now's the opportunity. Because if the one thing the Chinese are known for, shitty macaroons at the end of the meal, hold Pip back. She's ready to go.
Oh, no. There was cake at the house.
Oh, okay. So then you could have just dined on the cake. That was the move. Go, you know what? I'm not really hungry. I'll wait here for dessert. What, was Mr. Helix with you?
No.
Oh, see, that was the inner voice of intelligence. You were left to your own devices. That's no good.
You know what, though? In her defense, sometimes in a situation when you're in a group, excuse me, with family or friends, and you go somewhere, it's like, all right, I can't. If I say anything, I'm going to look like an asshole. I'll go there, and I'll figure it out when I get there. And, you know, you go there, you just...
Peer pressure is real. So, Pip, what you could have done... You could have done say, listen, I don't want to get the buffet. I just want to order something off the menu. You could have done that.
You know what? I didn't, because they were paying. I didn't think that was an option. But then one of the other girls who was going to get the buffet all of a sudden goes, I'm getting something off the menu. And I had already gotten the buffet. And I'm like, fuck. I didn't think I had an option, you know?
How much do you think an entree at a Chinese restaurant costs, even if it's the chef's special, $15? Whereas, and the buffet costs the same thing. You know what? You folded, you panicked, you freaked out, you did us all wrong. Joe is having an epiphany this weekend, becoming the man he should be, and you're reverting to the woman you never should be.
I completely caved, and I was... I've been social distancing so carefully, and this was my one foray into... But they were like... They thought I was quite nervous for nothing because they don't have any cases in their county right now. So they're like, you're really being overly, overly nervous about this.
Well, I mean, that's fair. I mean, if you trust the numbers, if you know...
I normally don't trust the numbers, but here's the thing.
They don't have any cases in the county right now, but you're not from the county, and you're there, so how many people are passing through sneezing on the sweet and sour chicken? Can't have.
Yeah, I know.
Here's the crazy thing. Forget about your stupidity and their stupidity. You're telling me the Chinese restaurant's doing nothing differently either? The shit's all out there?
No, they were, because, I mean, they were... you had to socially distance when you were picking the food. But
it
you
doesn't
were also...
matter when you're picking the food. You're breathing over the food. Fucking social distance.
No,
the sneeze guards?
The thing.
Oh, really? Really? You know that's bullshit.
I know.
When you're riding a motorcycle and it's raining, you still have the little windshield, you still get fucking wet.
I know. Trust me. I know all these things. It was a calculated risk.
Well, you know, G.I. Joe often used to close their cartoons with knowing is half the battle, and they were right. You knew, but you lost the other half of the battle. You fucking failed.
I never would have done it out by us.
Yeah, you've already broken the seal. Fucking licked the toilet in the buffet. It's over, baby. You've broken the seal.
I licked the toilet in the buffet. Ew.
In her defense, she was way out there. It's not, you know, there's no case. Like I said, I passed the buffet, like by me, and I'm like, wow, they're open. And then I looked, and I'm like, I still wouldn't go in. Not yet. I'll get, you know, I'll order something for takeout, but I wouldn't go to the buffet. And like I said, you know me in the buffet. You know, it's a good thing.
I went and I filled my plate, and I didn't go back. And I sat at the table with my friends, but. Like, I pushed away from them a little bit, so I was a little bit further away, and we were surrounded by empty tables. So, mm-hmm. I stayed away from people as much as humanly possible.
All right.
Yeah. They just take, you know, just nibble on what you got there and just wait for the cake at the house.
So, you didn't make a second trip? You figured if COVID didn't get you on the first try, you were good?
I figure, you know what, statistically, I'm going to keep it down. But also, I didn't want to, like, make a complete gavone of myself either because, you know, the gallbladder is now showing itself to be a giant pain in, well, the abdomen. And she's got to go.
Wow.
She's got to go soon.
Well, we've spoken about that. I told you, Wednesdays or Thursdays work well for the show. So we hope you plan accordingly.
How did your rubber procedure go?
Oh yeah, actually that was perfectly fine because you totally sleep through it all, and you wake up and they give you coffee and cookies.
No, oh, well, it's just like a date with Mr. Helix. It's a date with Mr. Helix. You woke up a little sore in the ass, some coffee and cookies. You go home's happy. It's good.
Yeah,
it's like a lovely afternoon of Mahjong, but they shove a pipe down your throat and up your ass.
Joe, are we talking about your epiphany weekend again? I don't understand.
No, it was very, very easy and a nice little sleep. And, there are no bad effects whatsoever. It was, I might have been sleepy, but I would have been able to do the show that evening, actually.
Right.
So you know.
That's what I was telling you when you would say, well, no, there's no way, because I wasn't fair the second time around when I had it, but when I had the first one done, it's like, well, you'll probably need the day off. I go, I got to get to the, I got shit to do. I come home, Joanne brings me home, it's 1 o'clock, I go, I'm gonna lay down for now, I'm going to head into the office maybe for a couple hours. I got up the next day.
No, I said that.
I got up the next day. Didn't even get up for anything.
No, I said that I would have been able to do the show, because I was fine.
Right. Just would have been an echo from her ass, but it would have been fine.
But I was just, and I wasn't even terribly hungry, even considering how long ago I hadn't eaten. I was like, and the hospital coffee was good.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I was like, yeah. So it all went really well, No bad news that way.
Let's not do 4 hours tonight. I will hold off on my rant because I was going to rant on two things that I detest: stupid people and memes. But I'm going to hold off on that so we can actually finish somewhat close to on time tonight.
Oh, that would be good.
Don't fucking blame me. I'm preventing you from going on a tangent. I'm doing you a favor.
Ah, there you go.
So we'll take our first break here. When we come back, we'll start with what I blogged about this week. A three-year-old boy, autistic boy, was denied the ability to fly on Southwest Airlines. So we'll talk about that. We got.
I hate to interrupt you. I guess the past three shows took a toll on everybody.
Not at all, man. Listen, man. Honestly, I've had a god awful week. That's not what my rant was about. I've had a god awful week. I haven't fucking slept, but I could do 4 hours. But you know, let's try to do it on time tonight.
Yeah, please. Thank you, boss.
Yeah, sure.
Why don't we talk about that and instead of me getting the pipe?
Talk about what?
You're weak.
Because it's about my fucking cat, and that's your thing.
Oh.
Yeah, the vet fucked up, and it's been fucking. I haven't fucking slept in days. It's fucking brutal. But anyway.
Oh no.
Yeah. So hopefully another day. Hopefully we're turning the corner on that. But it's never good when you're on the phone with the vet at 3 a.m. in the morning.
No. Oh my god.
I've been at the vet every day. I've been at the vet Friday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, maybe tomorrow too, we'll see, because of their fuck up.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Yeah. So.
Ooh, a baby.
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah, Maui, my 18-year-old.
My baby.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So it's been a rough week. But I'm not going to go into that now either, because we're going to try to bring the show in on time. There's other things to talk about tonight. And,
All right.
L.A.'s cutting your utilities if you're partying hard. Cities, including New York, our very own, is shutting down outside comedy shows. Here's where I think maybe we'll argue, or maybe we won't. Navy SEALs part ways with the Navy SEALs Museum. I thought that was an interesting story. Not really covered a lot. Why isn't the news covering this? Why am I the only one who knows of this? Assholes, that was part of the rant. That's fucking part of the rant. Goddamn morons. Why isn't the media covering? You got it from the media, you fucking asshole. I can't take you people. Stop it.
It's true.
It's the worst fucking argument. Why aren't they covering? It's covered. Where'd you get it from? What, were you there when it happened? Every fucking story, you were there when it happened? No, you got it from the media, you dumb motherfucker, you. Ugh, that. But we're not going to go there. We're not going to do that now. I can't.
Okay.
I can't. And tell me I'm wrong. Who wants to tell me I'm wrong? Nobody.
No.
Because I'm right. Even Joe doesn't want to weigh in on that, because when push comes to shove, you know the media covered. Otherwise, you wouldn't know.
No, I just want to break early. I can have a hell of an argument with you. I think that at least Facebook brought it up, but it seemed I didn't really hear from the media.
Well, that's your fault. That's not the media's fault. Very quickly, tons of shit goes on that the local media covers that we don't hear in the national media. Not everything could be on a TV show. Where we get our news, Fox, MSNBC, CNN, it's a TV show. Not everything makes the TV show because you don't have video. If you want to really know what's going on, support your local newspapers. You can read them online, and you will find out tons of things that are horrifying. Yeah, there's so many things that will depress you, and things that will make you happy, too. That's where the information is. People—they're just not smart, and I can't take that. I can't take that. And trolls have a no-no spot. We did not know this, but trolls have a no-no spot, and we will discuss that. I know you actually posted that. You didn't even know I was going to cover that, Pip. But you
actually—no, I didn't.
You actually posted it, so we should get a strong opinion from Pip about the trolls' no-no spots. You know.
Yes.
I can't wait to do this. Well, I can't wait to do this story because. I'll tell the story when I get there, but yeah.
Is this going to go back to you and the Boy Scouts and Scoutmaster Cuccinelli?
No.
It's a night full of epiphanies.
Oh, thank God, I can't take it.
All right. On the break, we got some new music from Marble Mammoth with the song Have the Sun Lick Your Mind. Marble Mammoth, Have the Sun Lick Your Mind, and Jerry Duncan with Take It to the Limit. And you can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com. We'll be back where Joe will be in touch with his sensitive side and we'll explore Pip's gallbladder and so much more. Don't go.